The vaquita is one of six species of porpoise. The term porpoise is derived from the Latin term porcus for pig or piscis for fish. Porpoises are quite distinct from other species of cetaceans, which are whales, dolphins, or porpoises. They are generally found close to the coast. They are smaller in size, have smaller flippers, no prominent beak, and their teeth are laterally compressed to form a cutting edge. The vaquita is a rare species of porpoise endemic to the northern extreme of the Gulf of California, Mexico. It is the most critically endangered of all cetaceans and also has the most limited distribution. Vaquita, meaning little cow in Spanish, was only recognized in 1958 on the basis of a few skulls. It wasn't until 1985 when fresh specimens were found and sightings of live animals made that the vaquita was fully described. The vaquita is the smallest of all cetaceans. The current known maximum length is 4 foot by 11 inches, or 1.5 meters, and the weight about 99 to 100 pounds, or 45 to 50 kilograms. Females are larger than males, as is the case with most species of the porpoise family. Although it shares the typical stocky body shape of all porpoises with a girth of up to 68% of its body length and a blunt, beakless head, the vaquita's appearance is quite distinct from the other five porpoise species. The vaquita has an even dark gray tone on the black on the back that morphs into a lighter gray on the sides, ending in a whitish belly. However, by far its most distinct feature is its face. The vaquita sports a black ring around each eye, a stripe from chin to flipper, and a definitive black-lipped smile. The vaquita is endemic to the relatively murky, shallow waters of the northern Gulf of California near the estuary of the Colorado River. Most sightings have been in water less than 130 feet or 40 meters depth and within about 25 miles or 40 kilometers of offshore. The vaquita is listed as critically endangered by the IUCN Red List Authority and has received a great deal of attention within the IUCN Cetacean Specialist Group and the International Whaling Commission's Small Cetacean Subcommittee. There is widespread acceptance within the marine mammal community of the extremely serious situation that the species is in, and for many years it has been considered the second most endangered cetacean species. Currently, the vaquita is now recognized as the most endangered cetacean species in the world, based on abundance estimated in 1997, which was 567, and information on life and history and recent mortality rates. There are estimated to be only about 150 vaquitas remaining. They are thought to have numbered in low thousands at the time of discovery. Based on expected levels of decline, this means there is a window of about 2 years in which to implement solutions to save the species. After that, it will likely be too late. The main threat to the vaquita is incidental catches and fishing gear, especially gill nets set for shrimp and fish. The shrimp is destined for the U.S. market, where it is now the nation's most popular seafood choice. The estimated mortality for gillnet fishing is at least 39 and maybe as many as 84 vaquitas per year, which is certainly unsustainable. 50 animals and the estimated minimum number of vaquita needed to maintain a reproductively fit population. Any lower than this means inbreeding would occur. Vaquita aren't the intended target of any fishery. They, as was also the case with the Beiji in China, are merely the bycatch of local fishers trying to earn a living and feed their families. For the fishers of El Golfo de Santa Clara, the vaquita is collateral damage. The vaquita is also threatened by the dwindling flow of fresh water from the Colorado River into the Gulf, depleted by western U.S. cities for drinking water. The water that does make it to the Gulf carries high levels of agricultural runoff that may alter the Gulf's chemistry. Conservation of the species has been attempted through the creation of a biosphere reserve and vaquita refuge, as well as the establishment of an international committee convened by the Mexican government to recommend protection measures. However, implementation has been slow and effectiveness of these measures is very much in doubt. Despite all this, the habitat appears relatively healthy, and a glimmer of hope still remains for the vaquita. What is currently needed is public support. The dilemma of the vaquita is not well known outside the marine mammal community or in the surrounding geographic areas of northern Mexico and the southwestern United States. Follow updates in the coming months on the effort to save the vaquita on vaquita.tv. Donate online to the Search for the Desert Porpoise. Funds will be used to maintain this bilingual website and support conversation and collaborative conservation efforts between groups in Mexico and the United States. At a grassroots level, the most important thing you can do is to be aware of where the seafood you consume is coming from and how it is caught. Fishing is still the greatest threat to cetaceans worldwide, and fisheries kill hundreds of thousands of marine mammals every year. A number of nonprofit organizations have published guidelines for making sustainable seafood choices. Also, it is important to let your government representatives know that a healthy ocean is important to you. Thank you for listening.